It is me, Ruby, and I am here to share with you some of my favorite podcasts that I've been listening to recently and also less recently. Now, this is a bit meta or ironic because I'm on a podcast episode telling you what other podcast episodes to listen to, but I think it's actually useful because there's so much content out there. And I am a podcast geek who has listened to hundreds and hundreds of hours of people talking. And I absolutely love it. I go on runs a lot at the moment. I am loving running. And I listen to podcasts all the time. So it will be when I'm running or when I'm doing cleaning or, I don't know, doing art. Commuting, any sort of activity where you don't have to deeply focus to do the activity. I find listening to a podcast is just amazing. I'm such a fan of them. So yes, without any further ado, I will just get started. So the most recent episode I have listened to of a podcast was episode 628 of the Tim Ferriss Show. Now, Tim Ferriss does a lot of interviews, long-form interviews with notable people and his friends. And this particular episode is not an interview, so this is unlike his, but usually they are very long. And this one is 2 hours and 11 minutes, I'd say pretty long. It really has covered so many random topics. It's a Q&A. I have a feeling this is something that he had recorded about a year ago and then just used as like a filler episode or something, but actually it's filled with insight. Tim Ferriss in this podcast episode talks about information per paragraph or something. He was talking about a newsletter. How can he read the most insightful stuff per paragraph? And I would say his podcast is one of the most insightful things per second of audio. He really, really knows how to squeeze in lots of interesting life hacks and tips. So this is no different. This episode has got the longest title ever. I wonder if this is a strategy of his to show up when people are searching specific things, maybe on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, is to like include lots of buzzwords. But actually, this gives a pretty good rundown, the title of this episode, of what is covered. So I'm going to read it out for you. So episode 628, Q&A with Tim, long hyphen. Now, I'm just going to take a brief pause to inform you guys that there are three types of hyphen or dash or whatever. There's long, medium and short. I don't know if that's what the names are for them, but I spent a very long time, maybe a few months ago, looking at all the grammatical uses of the long, medium and short hyphens. I know, don't I have such an interesting life? But you should look it up. It's actually kind of satisfying and interesting. But anyway, this is a long hyphen, if anyone was interested. Yes, so the title is, after Q&A with Tim, long hyphen, revisiting 15 plus years of PR and marketing lessons, time dilation for deep relaxation, the art of setting ultra high prices, the low information diet, studying animal communication, my 3-day fasting protocol, tools for handling adversity, selling to the affluent, my current coffee and alcohol rules, risk mitigation, and much more. I can't imagine how any title could ever have much more. But remarkably, his podcast does have much more than just this. I will just mention a few things that I found interesting from this, if in case anyone, you know, wants the little 5-minute summary or 2-minute summary. The time dilation thing was interesting because a lot of people talk about wanting to get healthy, live longer. We're really stressed about certain things that might take years off our lives. And he talks about a metaphorical way to expand the years of your life without actually doing it in a sort of absolute terms. So you might live 50 absolute years by measure on this planet, but it might have felt like a longer time depending on what you are experiencing during your life. So he talks about trekking, hiking in New Mexico, I think, in the mountains, and how he passed a lot of scenery with his friend or whoever he was with, and how a few days in the mountains felt like he was hiking for weeks, and he had kind of expanded his time on this planet by doing such an activity that made him feel that way. And I think we all have this sometimes where we might do something out of the ordinary, or maybe go through an overwhelming experience, or, you know, sort of activities that dilate or contract our sense of time. Drinking certainly contracts my sense of time. When I drink alcohol, I feel that time goes by so quickly. And that takes me on to something that I will discuss later, actually. I'm going to bring in Emma Chamberlain's podcast preview, guys. I'm sorry. I love it. I can't even lie. She talks about alcohol in one of her podcasts, and I have much to say. But yes, that I'm not going to get ahead of myself here. So yeah, the time dilation thing was interesting. Also, the low information diet was interesting, because I've been questioning a lot recently what news to consume, and sort of attention economy, which is, I think it's largely understood in the sense of social media. So watch The Social Dilemma on Netflix if you're interested to be horrified by the effects of social media and the algorithms that are driving it and monetizing your attention, and trying to send you as much information as possible in a given moment to convince you to buy things. But yes, a low information diet, as discussed by Tim Ferriss, is kind of suggestive that this attention economy idea expands to more than just social networks, and in fact, or social media, sorry, in fact, news might have this effect too. And I'm sure we all are aware of this, where we might read some news and there's just so much information screaming at us, and we're struggling to pick what to consume, and consuming consciously. So yeah, I found that very interesting. He also goes into a lot of like sort of business tricks and ideas, and he has had various cool businesses in the past. I mean, he authored The 4-Hour Working Week, or The 4-Hour Work Week, and that was bestseller, and he made a lot of money from it, and he had to sell his book to a lot of people and get the word out, and he goes into talking about how he did that. And I just find things like that super interesting, when people discuss sort of new novel ideas and ways to get yourself out there, and various other marketing things actually. But yeah, that's just a little snippet of 2 hours and 11 minutes. Now, I listen to that on 1.5 times speed on Spotify, because I just could not. Yeah, I think my attention span would not last 2 hours and 11 minutes. But yes, so that is the first recommendation that I have for you all. I think Tim Ferriss in general, if you can find a title that takes your interest, now they are quite long titles, then I just don't think you'll be disappointed. I think a lot of thought has gone into each one, and he's just all in all incredibly bright and smart, and has consumed so much content related to anything self-improvement, anything business growth, anything sort of like these self-help books like The 4-Hour Work Week, his own, or sort of along the lines of Atomic Habits. I don't know if you have heard of that or not, but that is a book by James Clear. Tim knows all of them, and he just sort of casually mentions these golden articles and books to read that will change your perspective on life forever. So I think he's a really good one to listen to. Yeah, that's my first recommendation. My second recommendation follows James Clear's Atomic Habits, which I just mentioned there. So this is supposed to be one of the best productivity books ever to read, about how changing tiny things in your everyday life can change your life overall. And there's just so many amazing concepts that James Clear has developed in that book. But if you don't have time to read it, or you just want to get a summary that's for free, I really recommend that you listen to him on various podcasts. Now, the one that I listened to most recently, which I thought did a perfect job of this, was from the podcast Girls Gotta Eat. So Girls Gotta Eat is two gals in America, making sort of a love and relationship sex comedy podcast. So this is not their typical tea, but they have him on and they ask him lots of questions about his book, and he summarizes really well sort of a lot of the main concepts of his book. And it's really accessible, easy to listen to in a really like an easy format. It's fun and inspiring to listen to, and I think everyone would gain something from listening to that podcast, so I really recommend that. But yes, what else do I have to show you guys? Oh, this is fun. So my two friends, Alba and Lauren, hey gals, from Newnham College, Cambridge, different college to me, have started a podcast called He Said, She Said. And it's about love and relationships, and especially from a Cambridge viewpoint, so far it has been this way. And so far the episodes have been so entertaining to listen to, so definitely go and give it a listen. Right, on to the next podcast. So I'm going to just go into this. I'm going to do it shamelessly. Anything Goes with Emma Chamberlain. Honestly, some of those episodes have really changed my way of thinking about life. So I'm not even going to justify it. It doesn't need justification. I really liked Emma's episode on alcohol. So about 2 months ago, a bit less than that, I listened to this podcast, and at the same time, various little confounding events happened, and I kind of started to think about my relationship with alcohol. And I've drunk on and off in my undergrad years at Cambridge, and for the first time, I think I'm really, really reconsidering my relationship with alcohol, and Emma has honestly helped me. And so has actually Dr. Alex George from Love Island, yes guys, on YouTube. If you are interested in finding out more about your relationship with alcohol, I do recommend these things. And I don't mean to be a preacher at all. So I have been sober completely for nearly 2 months. Which is really not a long time, and I do love a drink, so I don't know what the future holds, but for now I'm really enjoying it. And going back to the idea of time dilation, I have noticed that I've been a lot more balanced and felt like I have a lot of time. And this is not just a Cambridge thing. I'm sure that everyone feels always like they wish they had more time in their lives. But I certainly notice it, especially in my life when I'm in Cambridge, because I always feel like there's 26 hours worth of things to do in a 24-hour day, and there's never enough time. And actually not drinking has expanded time so much for me. I feel a lot more free. So yeah, it's just something that I've noticed, but it's a very early thing that's happened. But yes, I think I have listened to quite a lot of the Emma Chamberlain ones, I'm not even going to lie, and I just find them very interesting. Her seasonal depression one as well, I thought was very intriguing. And I'm not a doctor, and she doesn't claim to be either, so don't get advice from me or her, but I found Emma's idea that we should decrease our expectations of ourselves in the winter seasons. Yeah, I found that idea very helpful, because I certainly expect that life will continue on just as it did in the summer, and then I always get a bit sort of disappointed when suddenly the sun starts setting very early, and I really, really struggle with that. So that was super useful to listen to. Let's find some more podcasts I've been listening to. Okay. Another one, Dua Lipa has a banging podcast, guys. Oh my goodness. It's something Dua Lipa at your service, I'm pretty sure. And she has just, wow. I have to admit, I've not listened to that many of them, but the ones that I have listened to, I have absolutely loved. The one that I would really recommend, I'm struggling to find it, so I'm going to type it in. Right, okay, I found it. Oh, I'm just seeing now there's one on Mo Farah, and there's one with Charlie XCX, which I really want to listen to. But the one that I would really recommend is the Nadia Murad and Amal Clooney one. This one is like really serious and heavy, and everyone should listen to it. But yeah, the Nadia Murad one, that was super heavy to listen to and really important. Let's go on to another one. Okay, so the next one is what got me into podcasts completely over lockdown. It's just, oh, such a feel-good one for me. Not Overthinking by Ali and Tamer Abdal. Two brothers. Ugh, I adore this podcast. If they came onto my show, I think my life would be complete. I couldn't imagine anything better. I would actually be done. Like, I don't think it would be good for my life ambitions, because my life ambitions would be achieved. Yes. So these brothers have just discussed all sorts of things. Some episodes are completely random. They'll just complain about their daily lives, but because they're brothers, they've got this bit of bant and they're kind of savaging each other and giggling about random things, and it's like nerdy and fabulous and ugh, so good. Also, I was going to do a whole episode where I read out some of my favorite quotations from Glennon Doyle's Untamed, an amazing book I read this summer, but I was getting really hung up on the copyright infringement laws and I didn't really understand fully. I think it's deliberately vague so that you can get sued if someone wants to. I don't really understand, but yeah, I thought best not. But Ali and Tame seem to know what they're doing, because they read out a lot of extracts of books, and actually this is really useful because then you don't really need to read the book. I think that's the whole reason why the copyright law is there, was that it kind of takes away from the value of the book. But anyway, I'm not complaining. Ali and Tamer can read out whole extracts of blog posts, Twitter feeds, books that are super insightful, and then they discuss it together and you get a whole life insight. It's fabulous. Ali's writing a book right now, which is very interesting. And they just talk about all sorts of random things. One example, eye surgery, mind chatter, and spirituality. That's the name of one. Exploring Tamer's new relationship, another one. Do we have a specific personality type? Question mark. That's another one. I think that one was really, really interesting. Yeah, I'm pretty sure the specific personality type one goes through a certain number of different personality types and they describe them all. And I think I came under, I can't really remember. I don't want to say in case it's incriminating. They also talk about effective altruism, which is super interesting. And yeah, just a lot of like techie, nerdy, I don't know, I love it. They talk about crypto a bit, which I wish I understood more of. PsyOps. Also that we should treat children like adults and or like humans, and that it's really cruel to not treat children like humans or something like that. I found that so interesting. And like high value items or high measure items, something like that. Just so amazing. Also an episode on should we share our personal life on the podcast. That one was super interesting because I have always been told my whole life that I'm incredibly open as a person, sort of almost as a curse rather than a blessing. And I've always been one that's thought I would never want to keep anything private from anyone. And now even taking this podcast a bit further, I'm thinking, oh, there's certain things that I might not want to share just in case, I don't know what. But yeah, I never really understood privacy until very recently. Yes, if the concept of mind viruses interests you, you should check out Not Overthinking. That's another one. So that is Not Overthinking. I highly recommend. Okay, on to the next. So this is sort of preemptive to the final, my absolute favourite one, Grounded with Louis Theroux. It is just incredible. I have listened to most of the episodes and I listened to them all in lockdown. So it's been a while, but just so many amazing episodes. He just interviews lots of interesting people. He interviewed Helena Bonham Carter, which I found a really good one. He interviewed Sia, which was very emotional and sad. Really good one to listen to. I don't know, I just think one can learn so much from these people. And yeah, Louis Theroux is an excellent interviewer. Okay, let's go on to my final favourite one. It's Radio 4's Desert Island Discs. Ugh, I don't know a person who doesn't like the show, but it's just such a brilliant format. If you've never heard of it, Kirsty Young or Lauren Laverne, it used to be Lauren Laverne, now it's Kirsty Young, casts away any sort of person that they can get. So in the past, it's been Ed Sheeran, Adele, Steven Spielberg. The list is everlasting. Louis Theroux even, Ricky Gervais, Jay Blaze, Sue Barker, George Michael, John Legend, Kate Moss, Bono. there's way more. Ellie Simmons, that was an amazing one. Bradley Walsh, Fiona Hill. Also, like, people that aren't necessarily famous in the sense of everyone knows their name, but people who are highly respected within their fields. So there was an amazing one of a lawyer. I can't remember his name. Oh my gosh, Schmeichel, Peter Schmeichel, they did. Simon Reeve as well, one of my favourite broadcasters. Yes, this is the lawyer one, Nazir Afzal. Yeah, that one was super interesting. I listened to that a while ago. Cate Blanchett. This one, Professor Jean Golding, epidemiologist. That was really interesting. I just think, yeah, the format of taking them on, asking them about their lives, but punctuating it with their favourite songs or songs that they feel define their life or mean something to them. You really get a sense of their being. And it's very interesting to put that sense to a name that you've always heard or maybe have never heard. Adele was just amazing to listen to. I was crying. But then also people that you sort of heard their names before, but you don't know much about them. It's just very interesting. People have interesting lives to tell. I just think, yeah, people's life stories are sick. They are so, so cool. Who would have thought that the moral of the story of this episode would have been that everyone is extraordinary, hey? But yes, there's endless episodes. It used to be a radio show. It was not always a podcast. And I just think it's so seminal to so many interviews, and the structure keeps it going. It's just sort of the perfect amount of time to put one on, get inspired by someone's life, and then get on with your day. So yeah, I love Desert Island Discs. I've still got endless ones that I need to listen to, like Tom Daley's is on my list. If you have never listened to a Desert Island Disc, go and listen to one. So yeah, that is all for now. There's plenty more podcasts I've been listening to, but better keep it at a few so that each recommendation in this show has some weight to it and means something. And yeah, I hope that you enjoyed this episode where I have recommended some of my favorite podcasts to listen to. I hope that in recommending podcasts, I'm not diverting your attention too far from this very podcast, and I have much promise ahead of exciting guests that I'm bringing on. I can't wait for this podcast journey. It's been such a joy so far. Can't wait for the next one. So yeah, I hope that you have a wonderful day. And if you can think of a podcast that I've not mentioned here that you think is just the best podcast ever, please get in touch. Please message me. You can do that on Everyone is Extraordinary. That is my Instagram name. You can also look on my website and contact me there, I'm pretty sure as well. Without further ado, I shall be heading. Please give me a 5-star review if you feel like it. And goodbye until the next one. Bye.